Blog Talk Radio.
There's only one car company in America that's never made a single car. And while you won't find Firestone cars on any showroom floor, they're out there, running better, faster, stronger, longer. We help trucks do more trucking. We give muscle cars more muscle. We keep SUVs king of the mountain long after the new car smell has faded. We believe the value of a car is determined by what you do with it. And there's no way that decreases when you drive it off the lot. No, we don't build cars. But make no mistake, Firestone is a car company. So whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla Jack.
After all, I didn't make myself.
This is a product of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC. This is We Need the Blues, and I'm your host, your man, the myth, the legend, your honeybee, Olaski, on turntables 1 and 2 for you, and especially you. Now, of course, we're live out of Lagos, 516-453-9133. All you do is press 1 to join the conversation. And it's brought to you by them boys, again, at Ngozi Time Multimedia. Before I bring on my special guest, it's all about Albert King, born Albert Nelson. April 25th, 1923, December 21st, 1992. Known by his stage name, Albert King, was an American blues guitarist and singer whose playing influenced many other blues guitarists. He's perhaps most known for the popular and influential album, Born Under a Bad Sign in 1967, and his title track, he, B.B. King, and Freddie King, the brothers known as the King of the Blues. The Left-Handed King was known for his deep, dramatic sound and was widely imitated by both blues and rock guitars. The Velvet Bulldozer, because of his smooth singing and large size, he stood taller than average, with sources reporting 6'7" and weighed 250 pounds. And because he also drove a bulldozer in one of his early jobs early in his life, he was inducted to the Blues Hall of Fame in 1983. And in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2013, posthumously. In 2011, he was ranked number 13 on Rolling Stone's 100 Greatest Guitarists of All Times. Let's go to a wonderful, outstanding co-host tonight. This young lady needs no introduction. She's one of the greatest hosts in the history of internet and alternative radio. She is an International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee for the class of 2021. She's known all over the world as the Truther, Sister Bessie. How you feel tonight, Sister Bessie the Truther? We love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Talk to us tonight.
Hey, Brother O. I'm doing just fine. I appreciate you having me with you tonight. I love that song you just played. You know, I know some people get angry out there and they want to break up somebody's home. But that's a real thing, though.
Yeah, man, Albert King, man, one of the three King brothers. I'm going to start the show off with the King brothers. Oh, I ain't playing with y'all tonight. We're going to start the show off with, of course, we started with Albert. Next is someone you do know. I'm going to talk about him in a minute. And then another brother of the Kings. And we have another outstanding person. This young lady needs no formal introduction. Not only she's been a great supporter of our network, and I'm so proud of her and the things that she's done, just opened up many people's eyes about us and some people that don't even know about us, but that's okay. This young lady is also a chief operating officer of her Phantom Music Group. And this group is the label of two Grammy Award nominating producers. And what more can we say? She's also the chief operating officer of DiBerno Productions, which is the production company of actress and model Michelle DiBerno. And in addition to this, she's the festival director of Creative Film Festival presented by DiBerno Productions. The outstanding young lady, and her name is Tiana Speaks. How do you feel tonight, sir? Ma'am, or whatever you want to be called.
Hello, everybody. How are you? Thank you for having me.
You know, and everybody would be politically correct now. We got to call women souls now. I don't know. Bless our heart right now. I just want to say to all the people out there who are non-binary, I call the sir and ma'am on the same show. So shut up, okay? Now send me an email.
I will always be a miss. Always.
How are you tonight?
I am great because I am on this show. Thanks to Ava Holly for introducing me to this platform. I am so excited. I feel like you guys are like family already. Like, I'm just
comfortable. Sister Bessie, the young lady says she feels like family, man. Must be a WBNN moment, man, all these years since 2013. You know, what can you say to this young lady who supported our shows many different times and even supported your show? Anything to say to Tiana?
You are family, my dear. Yes, you are.
Thank you.
All right. We get right back to this wonderful, wonderful soundtrack. We need the blues in our life. This is the seventh time I've done this show. And tonight, of course, you know, I'm filling in for the Legendary Merc City Hip Hop program, you know, and, you know, I get a chance to do my thing, my prowess on the wheels of steel. Now, Bessie and Tiana, I told you I was going to bring another King brother on here, right? Of the three, the Kings of the Blues. Are you ready for the greatest one? Rowley B. King? You know him as B.B. Let's get it, y'all. B.B. King, y'all.
Yeah.
Aching heart. said, well, I hear your whistle blowing, and it almost drives me out of my head.
Nigeria tonight, 516-453-9133. All you do is press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And we go to one of the greatest has ever done it. Let's talk about him right now. Raleigh B. King, September 16th, 1925, May 14th, 2015. Known professionally as the great B.B. King, was an American blues singer, songwriter, guitarist, and record producer. He introduced a sophisticated style of soloing based on fluid string blending, shimmering vibrato, and staccato picking that influenced many later blues guitarists, definitely electric guitar players. AllMusic was one of the greatest music people around. The critics recognized King as the single most important guitarist of the last half of the 20th century. This man was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987 as one of the most influential blues musicians of all time, garnering the nickname the King of the Blues, and considered one of the three kings of the blues guitar, along with the brothers Albert and Freddie King. None who would have done better. And the greatest thing about B.B. King, he performed tirelessly throughout his musical career, appearing on average more than 200 concerts per year into his 70s. In 1960 alone, he appeared over 342 shows. Now imagine that. You know, how many days in a year? 365? This man appeared in 346 shows, Sister Bessie the Truther. How you like that? The great BB of the King family.
Oh, I think that he was the best that ever did the blues, you know, and his talent with his guitar. You know, I can listen to his music all day, and I love the stories that he told. I think he's the greatest of them all.
All right. You heard it from the nominee for the Hall of Fame. How about you, COO?
I think anybody who's dedicated to show up, you know, that many times, 342, is exceptional. Absolutely exceptional. When you're dedicated to your craft, it definitely shows, you know, and it's not like work if you enjoy it. It's definitely not work if you enjoy it.
You know, it's funny you said that because, you know, out of, you know, four times, you know what I mean, a month, and you do that in 12 months, you add it to 48. I only take off 48 days out of a year, y'all. 48 days out of a linear year. I feel like I'm like B.B. King of alternative radio, huh? Only 48 days out of 365 days I take off. How about that? You should call me B.B. of the King family. Something to think about. Now, of course, we're going to take calls right after this next track because we're going to get these King brothers through here. Man, I got a man out of Texas. And I'm telling you, he's the youngest of the King brothers. You ready for this, guys? Let's get down on some Freddie King, y'all. Yes, sir. Great Freddie King, y'all. Now, listen, Freddie King, September 3rd, 1934, December 28th, 1976, died very young at age 42, was an American blues guitar, singer, songwriter, He's considered one of the three kings of the blues guitar, of course, again, with Albert and B.B., none of whom were ever not great. Most known for his soulful and powerful voice with distinctive guitar playing, King had a major influence on electrical blues guitar music and on later blues guitars. And Rolling Stone voted him 15th of the 100 greatest blues guitarists of all time. How you feel about that, Tiana? The three kings I played in the beginning of this show, right here at Lagos. Freddie King, how you like that boy?
I love it. I absolutely love it. I love all the information you're giving me, along with the songs. Normally you don't get that when you're listening to the songs. All the information you're giving.
Well, usually I'm the house DJ. I'm the house DJ, so I don't get a chance to do all that. You know what I mean? It's my show, so, you know, I got to show up and show out. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. It's just the Bessie the Truther, the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting nominee, the 2021 Anna Waddell Award winner for excellence, which is the WBNN Host of the Year. How about that young boy, the youngest of all of them that passed away, of the King brothers, Freddie King?
Yep. I love his sound, too. It reminds me of B.B. King. And I think
that's
the three K's are the best. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I think
that's his brother.
The three K's, yes, are the best. And I got to ask you a question. Did,
yes.
Are you going to bring on any women, female?
Not tonight. Singers? Not tonight. That's going to be my second part of my issue. You know what? Since the best is already in my head, I already have the soundtrack for next month for We Need the Blues.
Yeah, that's
it's gonna be all female. And don't worry, I'll play your since you brought it up, I'll play your favorite, you know, Etta James song. You know what I'm saying? You know who that is. I ain't gonna go there. You know what
yeah.
I mean? You know, she left you crying. You know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't gonna go there tonight. But yes, the We Need the Blues part two will be the women. And it's just a reserve for her. You know what I'm saying? Coco Brown. Stop playing me, Bessie. You know what time it is. You know I do it all. Now, of course, yeah, we're going to take some callers right now. Call number one, you're live with me, Olaski, and We Need the Blues.
Well, this is Ava Holly, and I love being live with you. And I was planning on calling in anyway, and then I find out my girl Tiana's on, and my family, my sister Bessie. Oh, my God, I love it. And I love the music tonight. I got to tell you, I have a really deep voice, so a lot of people call me sir also, so don't feel so bad.
welcome, sir, to our program. Welcome.
Welcome, SIR. Two things. First of all, I got to tell Sister Bessie, I felt like she was family from the very first time I heard her show. Because my grandmother is named Bessie. My daughter is named after my grandmother, which her Hebrew name is comes from Bessie. And I just think somebody with that name has a great soul. I don't know. I think a lot about names and how certain people have certain names and their character is based on their names. That's something that goes on in my head. But I think I can't wait till a day I can meet Sister Bessie because I just feel like she was family from the moment I spoke to her. And I don't get to call into all the shows all the time. So, but I have heard her show and she's so amazing. But the other thing I wanted to say was that we need to change your mother and father's favorite producer to the King of Internet Radio, because now we have Elvis the King of Rock and Roll. We have Michael Jackson, the King of Pop. We have the King Brothers that you just played, which was fabulous. And now we have the King of Internet Radio, Brother.
Wow. I would say like Run DMC, there is no time for rulers. You know what I'm saying? But I would say I thank you so much for that. I know I'm the hardest working man in show business since James Brown died, but, you know, 48 shows, Ava, I'm not on. Imagine that. 48 shows out of a linear year, I don't do shows. Now, that's amazing in itself. So you do the math on that. And that means I'm on 317 times a year.
That's a lot, and that's dedication to your craft, and it's beautiful.
Yes, indeed.
And so, ladies, how are you both doing tonight? I'm sorry. I wanted to see how the ladies were doing tonight.
Yes. I'm sorry, Ava, and I wanted to thank you for your comment, and it's very much appreciated. And I wanted to tell you also that I was named after my grandmother.
There you go.
Oh, that's funny. Wow. Yeah. Amazing. I love the name. I love that name. You know, it's going to come back around like my name. Like, you don't meet many people in my age with my name, but a lot of little ones have my name. So I think your name's going to come back around. You know what I mean? I think it's just a great character of a name, you know.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, my dear.
And
well,
then
you guys are your show.
Anything you want to say to Tiana?
Well, Tiana's going to be on my show coming up soon. So I'm so excited that she's with you guys tonight. She's a great girl. She'll give you the shirt off her back. And
yeah.
If she likes you. If she doesn't like you, look out.
Yeah,
she's
true. We are talking about the Aries feeling. That Aries feeling. All right, I already told her off the air about that, so I can dig that what you said, Ava.
She did.
Well,
but
you guys
like,
have a good show. Thank you for having me on. Thank you for having me on.
What you say, Tiana, to Ava?
I said I'll still help somebody that even if I don't like them, but I won't help them. I may not help them as much as someone that I really, really like. I'll go a little bit further. So. But,
yeah,
you know,
I hear you.
See something a little fishy, you know, I pull away, you know. But even if I don't fish it depends on what it is, you know. I'll still help. But
that's right.
I won't get as much help as, you know, Ava or you or someone who I find absolutely amazing because I find all three of you absolutely amazing. I just want you to know that.
Well, you guys have a great rest of your show. Thank you for having me on, and I love you guys.
Listen, man, I want you, Ava. You know how, Ava, you know how I know you. I just want you to sit back and relax, man. Get your favorite wine out, man. Chardonnay, Merlot, Shiraz. This indeed. Enjoy. And that's our girl, Ava Holly. Now, of course, you know, I get back to the show. Now, of course, there's no other, you know, Bessie knows my, you know, my credibility. There's no blues show without Little Milton, right, Sister Bessie? Let's go right there to the man born down there in Ennis, Mississippi. Little Milton, y'all. With a little thing that's near and dear to his heart. Let's get down, baby. Get that blues out, baby.
before things got tough for me. You used to be my little bluebird, but now it's plain to see. You found someone else on the better side of town. But why will you go, baby, when he no longer wants you around? I say you're on your way up now, baby. But I've got you on your way back down. Oh, before I let you take me through all.
Like that one, Sister Bessie. Now, you know I couldn't do this show without doing Lil Milton, okay? I'll let you say your little piece, and I'm going to go into Lil Milton's bio at this time.
Yes, that was beautiful. I wish most men would be able to explain themselves to their wife, their girlfriend, mm-hmm. like he talked mm-hmm. in the song. It would be wonderful if the men would not shy away in telling a woman how she feels.
All right, now, James Milton Campbell, James Milton Campbell Jr., September 7th, 1934, August 4th, 2005, lived to be age 70, better known as Lil Milton, was an American blues singer and guitarist, best known for his number one R&B single, We're Gonna Make It, and other hits like Baby I Love You, Who's Cheating Who, and one of my favorites, Grits Ain't Groceries. I ain't playing that tonight because, you know, I play it all the time, but I ain't playing it tonight. A native of the Mississippi Delta, Milton began his recording career in 1953 at Sun Records and achieved success on the great, great Malaco Records. Stop playing with me, y'all. Little Milton was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1988 and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2020. How about that, Sister Bessie, before I go to Tiana?
Great. I love the music. I love how he spoke and let his woman know how he felt. I love it.
Tiana, Little Milton.
So I would just like to say I definitely agree with her. It is good expression to be able to express how you feel towards your woman. And the blues, I feel as though is the most expressive music, in my opinion. The most expressive music where you can actually feel the emotions when you're listening to the song, like you can get involved yourself emotionally.
All right.
And I thank you for saying
that. Listen, let's go to the callers, y'all. Caller number two, you're live with the Honeybee, Olad Ski, on turntables 1 and 2 for you, you, and especially you, on We Needs the Blues.
Hey, peace, the Ebony Elvis is in. How y'all doing? Hey, here you go. I met her at a casino. She lost all her money. Don't
sing that song, boy. What's
going on?
You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing. Hall of Fame broadcasting lifetime achievement elect of this year, class of 2022. How you feel tonight? How you feel?
Hey, man, y'all got mad at me about ready to quit my job. I'm having a brown liquor moment.
Sounds good, man. Listen, Lawrence is really Martin, man. Pull out the cognac. I understand.
There he go. Hey, look. I want to hear some more blues. Just loan me $2, but I got a announcement I want to make right quick. Can I do that right quick?
Go ahead, do your thing, my brother.
Say congratulations, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, disc jockey, and shrinee, lifetime achiever elect, DJ Honeybee Oleski on your WBN all-time connection record with your 42nd all-time with the historic Dolly Lawn Championship Honor Hall of Famer.
I've been on 9 years, y'all. You know what I mean? 42 all-time connection records, man. I'll be getting all y'all records, man, me trying to produce y'all, and I can produce myself to a championship. I feel so great and honored that the Hall of Famer came on and did it for me. Wow. And
look,
I'm going to
do this plug right quick before I go. I'm the host of We Will Away You. I'll be doing the third and final part of this advancement called The Fallen Ones. You definitely don't want to miss that. This one here can not even possibly save your life, but will save your life if you tune in to it. That'll be 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, and I'll be speaking about Mission Planet Earth, someone.
Listen, man, I'm going to tell you something before you get off, man. Boy, them replacement shows are something else, man. We are champions on replacement shows, huh?
I'm
just saying. So, listen, all the young people, hey, Sister Bessie, all the young people at Merck City, y'all just lost a championship. On that note, thank you, honey.
Love y'all.
Yeah, that was a great, man. One of the greatest ever done it, man, right here. Not only on WBNN, but any radio network. Honey Fakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man, Haru. What more can I do? What more can I say tonight? But we keep on moving. Now, we're talking about a man that's done it all. Oh, my goodness, Sister Bessie and Tiana. This man is still alive. He's the only person on this list tonight that is still alive at 86 years old. You hear what I said, girls? 86 years old, Sister Bessie and Tiana. The great Buddy Guy. Stop playing with me, y'all. Buddy!
Buddy Guy.
He ready. Oh, Lord. Ooh, let me pour out my liquor, y'all. Ooh, thank you.
Stop by
Hey, buddy, tell him again.
You damn right I got the blues.
I said tell him again, buddy.
You damn right I got the blues.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Buddy Guy, y'all. Oh, boy. If you don't like the blues, something wrong with you. And you need to pull up and tie your left shoe. On that note, Tiana, Buddy Guy, what do you have to say about Buddy Guy if I go into his bio?
So if you hear me say, I can't win because I don't have a thing to lose. I can't win because I don't have a thing to lose. You know how powerful that is? And how it's 2022. Do you know how many people can relate to that today? That line? And how long ago was that from me? That's amazing.
He did that song in 1983.
And it's 2022. And it, you can hear somebody saying that very line today. And it
39 years later. 39 years later. Let's go to the bio.
Amazing.
George Buddy Guy. Born July 30th. I love the, you know, the month of July. Anybody born in the month of July is great. Anyway, I'm the same. July 30th, 1936. Is, hear that? Not was, but is, an American blues guitarist and singer. He is an exponent of Chicago blues, who has influenced generations of guitarists. Now listen to this line. Listen to this list. Eric Clapton, Jimi Hendrix, Jimmy Page, Keith Richards, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Gary Carter Jr., and John Mayer. In the 1960s, Guy played with Muddy Waters as a session guitarist behind the great Muddy Waters now. He had to wait his turn at Chess Records. He won. Now, he's the most decorated other than B.B. King, second most decorated, 8 Grammy Awards, and, just like B.B. King, a Lifetime Achievement Award winner. He is a National Medal of Arts winner and a Kennedy Center Honors winner. He is ranked 20th on the 100 Greatest Guitarists of All Time. His song, Stone Crazy, was ranked, ready for this, guys, 11th in the Rolling Stone list of the greatest guitar songs of all time. Now, we're talking about a white guitarist, right? Probably the greatest white guitarist of all time. Eric Clapton once described him as the best guitar player alive. Sister Bessie, how you feel about that one?
Well, I can agree with part of that because I remember Clapton. But one thing I want to say, we don't have as many blues singers today.
Right.
You don't hear the blues from this generation.
All right. Now listen,
and,
we do, Bessie. I played him. His name is Gary Clark Jr. And you get a chance, guys, you and Tiana, after the show, you know, go to YouTube. You know, you guys are good on the internet and listen to different things. Go to Gary Clark Jr. He is the epitome of all of that. He is from Texas, from Spring, Texas. You know what I mean? He is one of the ninth wonders of Texas. You know what I'm saying? Earl Campbell and all the rest of them, right? And he is a rose, a yellow rose of Texas, and Gary Clark Jr. What more can be said? Now, of course, we're going to bring in some callers right now. And caller number 3. Uh-oh. You're live when it's on the air. If the person
is
can
that
talk.
Me?
Yeah, that's you. Oh, that's not our commissioner?
Wait, I didn't even hear you say unmuted. Okay, well, I want to come on singing. Oh, man, shucks. But anyway, I'm going to do it now. Let's see if I can bust out some little blues here.
Watch her now.
All right. Let's see. Here we go. My name is Chinchilla J, and I do things my way. Tonight I'm listening to this won't. I want the blues, I want the blues show. Brought to you by DJ Brother O.
Watch your mouth now. Watch your mouth.
I want you to know I'm enjoying the blues.
Oh, hallelujah.
All right, baby.
Praise him. Praise him.
Oh, man. How y'all doing tonight, Sister Bessie? Sister Bessie and Tiana? Yeah. All right, all right. I'm enjoying this blues show. And, you know, it's something how the blues, you know, it definitely tells a story. Like mostly every blues song you hear, it depicts a story. And if you listen to the lyrics, you know, you can definitely hear what that particular singer was going through or been through, because they tell it in their story, like country music too. Country music tells a story. And
that's right.
When we listen to music today, like this music that's not music anymore, there's no story. It's just a bunch of nonsense, and it's ridiculous. But blues tells a story, and most of the blues songs, they call the blues, you know, because it comes from heartbreak and pain and different things like that. And but it's good. It's songs that you can actually relate to, because a lot of, you know, the ones we heard tonight, you know, I'm sure a lot of men listen to that. They listen about my baby left me and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the, you know, there's still a lot of blues circuits today. And you just Google them. You can find some blues circuits for those of you that like blues. Right here in Philly, there's some blues clubs still today down on South Street. I go down there sometimes and sing down there with the blues bands. And but Buddy Guy, wow, 86 years old. And y'all know he's still touring? He is still touring. He had a very heavy tour schedule this year, and he still has shows throughout the rest of this year. And that is awesome to still be touring at the age of 86. That's great. And I really enjoy the music, so I'm going to move out the way so I can hear some more of this awesome music tonight.
All right, now, the fifth reigning commissioner of this network, the outstanding and honored, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J right here. Now, of course, you know, guys, you know, I guess I got a surprise for you and Tiana. Now, Tiana and Bessie, are you ready?
Yeah.
Not only do I have Howling Wolf about to sing his song tonight, but he is accompanied by the great Muddy Waters and Bo Diddley. I'm not playing with y'all. Y'all ready? Let's go.
Wow.
Here we go.
My little red rooster, please drive him home.
Got that rock in my hand, a pop wire. Somebody cooking him out some
steak. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home.
I ain't gonna sit and go sit out my front yard, dig up my table.
Ain't been peace in the barnyard.
Yeah.
Such a little red rooster been gone. Well, this dog's out. How? Look in the house.
I got two dogs myself. What are you talking about?
Won't cackle when she's there.
Y'all, man, this is a real brown liquor night, man. Nobody's playing with y'all. We need the blues. 516-453-9133. All you gotta do is press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Let's go to him. Chester, Arthur Burnett. Ready for this, Sister Bessie and Tiana? June 10th, 1910. Now listen, how the tens in his life.
Wow.
June 10th, 1910. January 10th, 1976. Known professionally as Howlin' Wolf, was an American blues singer, songwriter, guitarist, and harmonica player. He is regarded as one of the most influential blues musicians of all time. Over a five-decade career, he recorded in genres such as blues, rock and roll, and psychedelic rock. He started singing when he was 7 years old, and he also bridged the gap between Delta blues and Chicago blues. Born to poverty in Mississippi as one of six children, he went through a rough childhood where his mother at age 9 kicked him out of her house, and he moved into his father's house where he was loved and finally had a happy family. How about that, Tiana? A young boy kicked out his house at age 9?
Yes. I think it's because a lot of times people go through a lot of things at a young age. They're able to express themselves musically. I also see that he had an uncle that was particularly abusive as well. So
that's right.
So I wonder if a lot of his songs or his expression, you know, and I'm wondering, what is your interpretation of that song? What is your interpretation of that song?
Well, Little Red Rooster, they could talk about relationships. Now listen to her. That's a great broadcaster. Ask another great broadcaster a question. What is your Red Rooster? How about that? You know what I mean? Is it to a point where you want your woman to be quiet and don't let her crow for day? There's a lot of things to go on with that. You know what I mean? You got a hen that don't cackle. I mean, that's a quiet house. But is the quiet house, you know, to a point where it can be violent internally? Because sometimes you got to use a WBNN to be able to crow for day.
Yeah. I see that he said, you know, because he's too lazy to crow for the day. But at the end, you know, he also, you know, basically, it's almost like he left the barn. So what is the barn symbolic of? Is it a household that he's in? Is it his family's house? Is it his woman? Is it, you know, a house that is shared between him and his woman? What does it mean? There's so many different interpretations of
it. You ready for this? I'll tell you right now. That house could be the life that you live, too. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you carry things outside the house and you're still in the house, and you know what I mean? You down there shopping. Or you might be in your religious setting. Or you might be dating and you're carrying the house. Are you able and ready to crow for day? Sister Bessie, how you feel about that song? I love it. I love what Tiana said. You know what I mean? She ready to crow. And listen, I know she ready to crow for day.
Yeah, I love it.
She ready to crow for day. Now, listen, let's go to our next caller right now. I know the calls are waiting. 951-6453-9133. Bring on caller number 4. Call you here right now on We Need the Blues right here at WBNN, where you fit in, where you get in. Caller?
Yeah.
There he is. All right.
Yo, check this out, man. This Clever one half of the Blues Brothers, man, represents from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, man. Excuse me. I got burps in my mouth. You know what I'm saying? All this old school in the place to be stuff here. We got the basement. We got the basement bar in the basement type of soundtrack going on. You know, when you my age, you know what I'm saying? You hear these things sneaking down in the basement when the grown folks is doing what they think, and you sneaking the little boy bears. You know, Miller Nips was the little boy bears, but yo, shout out to all the Jack Daniels families. Shout out to all my Knobs Creek families, you know what I'm saying? Yo, shout out to all the Jamesons. Yo, shout out to all my Japanese top shelf sippers, you know what I'm saying, with the West.
There you go. Sake it to me.
But what I wanted to say about this, listen, and that Freddie Kane joint was fire, son. Like, listen, I'm going to have to go ahead and snatch a couple samples off of that one. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but yeah, that's how we go ahead and come up with these classical hip hop sounds, you know, from legends like how we hearing tonight, you know what I'm saying, with their pristine and authentic sound with these instruments. You know what I mean? A lot of the instruments are synthetic sounding and a lot of, you know, where it's just a lot of noise, you know what I'm saying? And furthermore, you know, let's take a look at this. You can't, the music that we listen to today, you know what I mean, all this, whoever, Mary J, whoever you listening to, Keith Sweat, you know what I'm saying, Anthony Hamilton, whoever you want to listen to, right, there is none of that without the blues. These lyrics are the blues, you know what I'm saying, we add a little synthetic rhythm to it, then you got R&B, folks. So, know when you listening to R&B, you always going to have blues attached to it. I'm Clever one half of the Blues Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. We out here to build the bricks up and stand the sticks up. And, yo, don't forget, check your satellites.
Hold on now. Hey, Tiana, you want to say something to you? You know, your mentor of checking satellites. We have to say to this man right here that you love and you took on, you're the first host, you know what I mean? You just say check your satellites, Clev, and she's one of the first callers to say that. Hey, Tiana, you talking to Clev now. Go ahead, talk.
Hey, Clev. How are you?
Hey, my homegirl. She know what time it is. She got her radar system up and running, checking satellites out here.
I always laugh when I hear your voice. It doesn't, like, you know, even if you're saying some serious, I just remember. Like, I know your voice. You don't even have to introduce yourself. I'm like, that's him. There he goes. I wait for you to call this and do so.
No doubt. And we, and yo, and we.
Camera, though.
What's up?
Yeah, man. That's it. And listen. She's a student. She's a student of checking your satellite. So I want you, Tiana, tell him what to do.
You have to check your satellites. You're going to listen. You're going to go 90 degrees to the left. You tell me where your satellites is at right now. You need to create a map so that we can all get the satellites that you want to check. Because there's too many out there for us. We need to know which one. We might be, you know, we might be way away from the ones you want us to check and other people.
That's right.
We don't need to do that.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? So all the whole thing is, we out here. We don't need Judy Jetson crashing into me while I'm floating in orbit. So she better check her satellite and make sure her GPS is on correctly. You understand that?
Yep.
Hold on, Sister Bessie. What you have to say to this man right here, man, Clab One? You know, one of your sons.
That's my brother. I love him. I love all that he does. That's my brother.
Oh, man, listen, you know what? Hold up. I forgot Sister Bessie is on here because, you know what I'm saying? We gotta, yo, hey, listen, I need a piece of fried chicken and, you know,
wait,
I need some little,
you
know, macaroni salad. Look, I need a little macaroni salad and all that, Sister Bessie. You know, so you know what I mean? We getting in. This is how we doing it. Homegrown, and from the kitchen. Homegrown. That's all we know it. You know what I'm saying? And we gotta salute to the Elderberries out here. You know what I mean? Sister Bessie. You know what I mean? Holds it down for two odd reasons. For one, she's an elder that knows what's going on, and she's woke and attentive to what's going on, man. She got her satellite is in orbit. You understand this? You know what I'm saying? And then the second part of that is this. You know what I mean? She's coming from the woman's perspective, and women, y'all should just listen, man. You got women out here that know what they're talking about, man. And even if you're not going to agree with anything, with everything, take what you can from what's beneficial. And then if it's in everything else, you need to leave off and save for later. Wrap it up and throw that thing in the refrigerator and warm it up tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. All right.
You heard what he said.
I love
you. That's him. That's him, y'all. That's him.
I just
want to
know, can I get you part of the picnic? That's what I want to know.
Yes, you're part of the picnic. Yes, you're part of the picnic.
Listen,
you heard what Claire said.
I need leftovers. I'm taking them home.
No, check this out. I need you to listen. I need you to decorate some strawberries or something. You know what I mean? And then then it's good. We hold it down.
That is the one and only Clef
one. I'm sorry, the satellite was in the way.
No satellite in the way. He said, man, make sure you put them strawberries together and decorate. That's what he said. Shut up.
Okay.
Listen, y'all, I'm not finished, man. Now, of course, no blues show would be, you know, it would be out of order for needs not to play. There was a white group that I love so much, and Sister Bessie knows I play them a lot. A lot of times on Chef's show, right? ZZ Top, right? They got their, and I'm going to say this in their bio, you know, about, you know, the next person I'm going to play. In his bio, ZZ Top, you know, dedicated their life and their music to this man. His name, y'all, you ready for this? Is the outstanding ZZ Hill. Sister Bessie, don't be howling and screaming, because I know how much you love ZZ Hill. Let's go. WBNN and 516-453-9133. All you gotta do is press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Them Boys and Ngozi Time Multimedia. Arzell. It's easy, right? Arzell J. Hill. September 30th, 1935. April 27th, 1984. Another person that passed away really early at age 48. Known as ZZ Hill. was an American blues singer best known for his recordings in the 1970s and early 1980s, including his 1982 album for Malico, the great Malico Records, Down Home, which stayed on the Billboard Soul album chart for nearly 2 years. Imagine that, that's a blues song. 2 years on the charts, right? The track Down Home Blues has been called the best-known blues song of the 1980s. And he restored the blues to modern black consciousness. Sister Bessie Truther, one of your favorites, ZZ of the Hill Family.
Oh, yes, I love that song. Because, you know, another thing, it reminded me of the movie Waiting to Exhale.
Uh-huh.
He stuck the key in the door.
You start your mess like Aunt Pussy. Okay.
Yes, goodness. I love that because he's telling the story of how she caught him messing around. She found out, and he thought he was going to be able to come back in that house. But she said, no, you can't get your key won't fit, and your clothes is outside.
Your key won't fit in your lock. Wow. It won't turn the tumbler. That sounds like the blues to me. Tiana?
Yeah.
Oh, someone else is stepping in.
Got a smile on my face, and you didn't put it there. Like, that's a
come on now.
Thing. And we have all felt that when, you know, you're with somebody and, you know, things don't go right or they do you wrong, and that next person makes you so happy. You know what I mean? Like, I can definitely relate to that. Definitely.
Listen,
you know,
listen, I go through my own life. You know what I mean? I'm a two-time divorcee, and I'm so happy as a bachelor. And you didn't put the smile on my face.
Yeah.
Because I had two marriages, and they didn't work out, baby. Oh, baby. I'm about to go on a cruise for the first time as a single man. And you know you've been stepping out. And it's time for Olasky to step in.
I love it.
Now to the call, y'all. Call the five. You've been waiting patiently for Olasky's on these wheels of steel. Who is you?
Hello?
Hey, you there, live in the air. I said, who is you?
Hi, Brother O. This is Mo Garmin calling from Philadelphia.
One of our greatest rookie hosts of this franchise history right here, this WBNN, you know what I mean, right now fighting for her spot, you know what I'm saying, for the Sonya Griffin Award, which is the WBNN new host of the year. How you feel, young lady?
I feel great. I'm just calling in to support your show. Congratulations on your connection record.
Thank you.
I had no idea that B.B. King had brothers.
Hey, listen, ready for this? Mama King, can you imagine Sister Bessie sitting there with Mama King? I can hear Sister Bessie, Mama King, you didn't have three great sons. Man, I've been telling the truth all my life. What got you to get them boys to play the blues?
That is awesome. I'm just enjoying the music. I'm enjoying the history of each of the artists. It's just nice to know all this nice, rich history of all the artists, and I want to let you know I appreciate you for that, you know?
Thank you, Mo Garmin. You're a person that is a great broadcaster and a great transcript artist in your own right, you know, Breaking the Silence with Mo Garmin. Talk about your show.
Oh, my show, Breaking the Silence, is going to be on Friday, October the 7th, and we're going to be talking about healing from clergy abuse.
All right. Wow, you hear what she said? Say that again, Mo. Say that again so people can hear you around the world. What you just say?
I said we're going to be talking on Breaking the Silence. It's going to be on Friday, October 7th. And we're going to be talking about healing from clergy abuse.
Mm. Oh. Wow. Yeah. Tiana and Sister Bessie the Truther. She's going to talk about people who you trust your spirit with and they abuse you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Before you get off the air, And I want Tiana to talk about that and Sister Bessie. Tiana, you heard what she said?
Yeah. I definitely. It's a lot of things. You know, you put your trust in the people, and it makes you, and it breaks your trust. It makes you question everything around you. And it could be damaged. It could be just one person that damages your entire being. And those are the people that you definitely, you know, want to trust. But in my opinion, I feel as though sometimes we put too much trust in people, no matter what position they're in or what they're supposed to fulfill, you know,
right.
And put more trust in this God. Everybody's human. Yeah. Everybody, you know, you never know what a person is dealing with, you know, and I'm not making excuses for people's actions at all. I'm not. But if you can trust that people just to be themselves, not what your perception of is of that person, you'll do a lot better. Not what your perception of or what you perceive that person should be, or, you know, what you see in front of your very eyes, you'll do a lot better. You know, because I've
yes.
had plenty of times in my life. You know,
watch your mouth, girl.
Be themselves. Watch. You can also learn by watching them as well, and not paying attention to how they treat you or how they act when they're amongst people or their peers. A lot of it tells you how they treat people who have no worth. And I'm going to use Ava, for example, because, you know, we know Ava. Ava is such a wonderful person. Just like she said that I would give the shirt off my back, so would she. When I look at her, she's so giving, and it doesn't matter if it's a person who can do anything for her or not. She just wants to help. Those are the people that you want to pay attention to, not people who are just speaking. And a lot of times we pay attention to words that are coming out of their mouth. And just because people are believers does not mean that they will not hurt you or not do what's wrong. Because I think it's a common misconception, because people are in high power, but, you know, it's just a common misconception of, depending on what somebody's affiliated with, on how much level of trust you give them. Anybody has the ability to break your trust. My best friend, mm-hmm. I love and I would give my life for 20-something years, I know still has the ability to break my trust. I am very aware of that. But I do trust my friend with my life. But I am also aware of the reality that sometimes things change. You know, hopefully it never does, but I'm aware of that. And I think a lot of us,
right.
if we are aware, you know, if we're aware of the actions of the individual, then we truly pay attention and not want to believe what we want to believe, and a lot of hurt would not be out, you know, like a lot
wow.
of, you know,
that girl could talk a country mile, y'all. I love Tiana. Boy, you can't shut her up, boy. I love it, man. We need some blues. She's telling her blues right now. Sister Bessie, what do you want to say to Mo Garman on that subject? Whoa, she's stepping in and stepping in. She's stepping out and stepping in.
I think it's a wonderful show, because everybody that preaches and teaches may not always be what they appear.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a lot of things that are going on in churches today, like molestation, pastors going with people, wives, being pastor and have millions of dollars in jewelry. So everyone that teaches and claims to be a preacher may not always be a person of God. So this will
That's
be
right.
a wonderful show. I will tune into it. I love it.
Right now, and we want to thank Mo Garman, you know, wonderful person that she is. Now, we got one more caller to call in, but, of course, I got to play a track before I do. Now, of course, this man here is the epitome. And what I did, guys, I made sure that I played him last, because, you know, this person here is amazing. He is a person that, you know, I admire and was on the circuit for a long time. We end tonight and take our last caller. If anybody want to call in, you can always press 1. You know what I mean? You know, I'm going to get off this air before 11:22. So press 1 now if you want to talk to me, Olasky. Johnny Taylor, y'all. Try.
Hey. I can feel it. It's the real thing, baby. Well, I can feel it. Not just a one-night stand.
Taylor, y'all. Johnny Harrison Taylor. May 5th, 1934, May 31st, 2000, was an American recording artist and songwriter who performed a wide variety of genres, from blues, rhythm and blues, soul, gospel to pop, doo-wop, and disco, and also an actor. And, you know, posthumously in 2022, Taylor was introduced, gravy guys, into the International Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Sister Bessie Truther, how you feel about Johnny Taylor? Try Me Tonight. Do you feel the ambiance of that music? Are you kidding me?
Yes. I've always liked it, Johnny Taylor. I have a lot of his music. I'm a movie buff. I mean, a music buff. And
right.
He makes some extraordinary music, and I really did like his music. Yes.
Tiana Speaks, you heard the last song tonight by one of the greatest blues singers. We talk about the artist and guitarist, but I saved that singer for the last track. Johnny Harrison Taylor.
Yes.
Your opinions tonight on that man. Try Me Tonight.
Let's put aside our foolish pride. You know how important that is when you're in a dating relationship. Pride ruins so much. So it's like he was knowledgeable back then about that. And imagine us now, we still haven't learned it in 2022. It takes a whole lot of women to do what she feels about. Like,
come on now, watch yourself. Let me tell you something. Like Honey Buckatoon said, many women and men brought children here out of love. I was one of them. And I guess my father said in 1969 to my mother, try me tonight. And I'm on the air now in 2022 after 52 years. Now, let's bring on our next caller, the last call of the evening. Caller number 6, you're here with me. And, of course, my championship outstanding, We Need the Blues, with your boy, Oladsky.
Hey, honey bee. How you doing, baby?
Man, my 42nd all-time connection record. How about that?
That's right. Congratulations. Hey, this music's amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, congratulations, my love. I want to say hello to the ladies. Hey, guys, it's Jerry Petito.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. Jerry. How are you?
Hey, Sister Bessie. How are you guys?
All right, just doing fine. Enjoying the show.
I knew who you were just by your voice. I knew exactly who you were.
How are you, sweetie?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I miss you, man. Yes.
I've got to see you soon. It's been a while.
I know.
It's been a while.
We got to get this together.
This young lady right here is one of the epitomes of internet radio excellence. And right now she has she has 11 double digit connection records right now. Okay. That's crazy. You know, tomorrow night, we hope she gets her 12th. That's what we want. The 2019 International Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee. That's on another level, right? The 2021 International Internet Radio Lifetime Achiever Award winner for that same hall. She's WBNN and other networks, but she's This is her favorite network. And she always talks about what I did for her, but we want to talk about what she's done for us. This young lady has been so supportive in her 4.5 years, just like Sister Bessie, on this network. We appreciate you. And I want Sister Bessie to talk to you right now. Sister Bessie, your feelings are on. You know, this is your teammate. How do you feel about Jerry Petito?
Oh, I love Jerry. I love her a lot. She brings a lot to the podcast. And I love her shows whenever I tuned in. And she's always happy. You can tell it in her voice. And I appreciate Jerry a lot. I learned a lot from Jerry. I'm still going to try to learn some more.
Oh, wow. What do you have to say to Sister Bessie the Truther, Jerry Petito?
So she knows how I feel about her. I love you, Sister Bessie. And, you know, I sound happy all the time, and I try my best. Because my dad used to tell me all the time what they went through, and he was the happiest person I ever knew. He said, just always smile, always be happy, and you will become that person. And he was right, you know. So I love you, and you know how I feel about you, and I lift everybody up in prayer, and thank you for your kind words.
And Miss Tiana, your feelings on great Jerry Petito?
I think she's absolutely amazing. She's so informative. From the first day I met her, I don't remember what year I met her. I've known her for quite some time, a couple of years or so. You know, I love being around her. She's very positive. She's always trying to help and give information. And I'm so proud of all of her achievements. It's great when you're friends with someone and you see their achievements. It's just, it's a little different when you personally know the person. And I will continue to be proud of her and everything she does. Because I know she puts her heart
All right.
Me.
Well, you already, you know, understand how I feel about you, Jerry. Nothing else to be said. You know what I mean? You're not only a broadcaster, just like these two young ladies on the line right now, a friend of mine. And I love you very much and nothing you can do about it.
Well, I feel the same way about you. So you know that. And Tiana, we met probably 4.5 years ago.
Yeah.
It's got to be at least that. We met before that whole thing with Ava and Marco doing their thing. But I love you, and we do got to see each other again.
I think you're
amazing. Is she going to be part of O&E?
Nope. She's just part of it tonight. No, she's the old CEO. No. See, Jerry's starting her mess right now. Starting her mess. No, Jerry. He's starting up.
Listen, I think you already got a little something in your ear about it. Anyway, I love you, Brother O, and there's nothing you can do about it. How about that, baby?
Well, I'm glad that something in my ear has not clogged my mind. But on that note, the wonderful.
Talk about
tomorrow's night show.
All right, Tiana, you got to call in. Sister Bessie, please try. Okay, tomorrow night, our Justin Drummond is going to be my guest co-host, and he got me another incredible star from Circle Season 3, comedian Michelle Ryder. So,
wow.
Guys,
I'll be there.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear it. I told her, keep it clean.
Listen, we all know that Jerry always brought and brings great broadcasting prowess to WBNN historically. And tomorrow night will be our 3,273rd episode of the Outstanding Dynasty. How about that?
Wow.
And Jerry has a streak to get. So I'm waiting, and we will see if the legacy can continue.
Well, I want Tiana to hear what I think about you. Is that okay? Can I, like, do my nonsense?
Please.
All right. So, Tiana, all kidding aside, you know I'm on a lot of different networks, and I love them all, but Brother O.
Oh, here we go with the boy. Here we go. The fraud herself.
That's right.
Oh, God.
That's right. He's the one who brought, I believe, all the attention with the awards to me, okay? this guy right here works every single night. Okay, he doesn't charge for airtime. Guy right here, what he does, he deserves all his accolades as well. And he knows
here,
how
Sister
I feel
Bessie.
About
here,
him.
Here, Sister Bessie. Here we go. Here we
but
go.
Sister Bessie will agree with me. Sister Bessie. Sister Bessie. What do you
I agree
think about
too.
This guy? Right?
Yes, I agree with you. Yes.
There you go.
I agree.
Okay.
With
you. So you know, craziness. Every single night he works for us. It's amazing.
I know.
Right?
I'm really humbled and I'm amazed.
Jerry has started her mess right here with the honeybee Olasky. I'm humbled, but I'm going to say this to Jerry. She knows I come through this with my heart and soul. Without the host, all 237 hosts have been on this network, and the 24 that's right now withstanding, I would be nothing without the great, great engine of hosts at WBNN. There's no way I'm in the Hall of Fame as a producer. You know what I mean? There's no way I'm in the Hall of Fame as a DJ. I could have did shows by myself. Thank you to Miss Tia's Queen. You know, Jerry, you know, I'm Jerry, and Sister Beth, you know the story.
Yeah.
But without Miss Tia's Queen saying, I need you, there will be no show tonight like this. There will be no network like this at all. So I want to thank Miss Tia's Queen for that, saying, hey, I know you don't want hosts. I understand the situation you've been through, but I need you. And that show was the South of Louisville Poetry Hour, and the rest is history.
There you go. But in the same respect, if you weren't doing what you're doing for us, we would be talking to ourselves.
This is true.
Okay? We wouldn't have all these listeners, okay? We would be talking to ourselves.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Well, all I know is, again, without the host, there is no producing. And I appreciate, you know, Sister Bessie and Tiana. And not only Sister Bessie being a broadcasting nominee, but, of course, the broadcasting enshrinee, the wonderful and outstanding Jerry Petito. Now, of course, I got one more track before I go into my Ngozi time. The last time you hear my voice tonight. And, our commissioner is going to talk to both of you at the end, and we're getting real close. So let's go ahead and play. Now, of course, Sister Bessie, I know you've been waiting at the bit. You know, Tiana, she's been waiting at the bit. That's her. I will play Muddy Waters for you right now.
Oh, yeah.
You happy, Bessie?
Oh, yeah.
You happy, Bessie?
Everything's gonna be all right this morning.
It's gonna be all right, Bessie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's your sister Bessie, Tiana.
Yeah. Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of 5, my mother said I was gonna be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, way past 21. I want you to leave me, baby. I have lots of fun. I'm a man.
Wasn't
love to a woman, she can't resist. I think I go down to old Kansas too. I'm gonna bring back my second cousin, that's little John the Conqueror. All you little girls setting out that line, I can make love to you, woman, in 5 minutes time. Ain't that a man?
Enjoyed tonight's show tremendously. And for those of you all that are wondering, hey, guess what? There are some blues singing women out there, like Betsy Smith, Ma Rainey, and guess who else? Aretha Franklin, the Dr. Feel Good, I Don't Want Nobody, always sitting around being my man. But anyway, the blues is awesome. I enjoyed this show. And before I go any further, I want to say, I am WBNN Commissioner, the Commissioner of WBNN.
Oh, you got caught up on listen, listen, listen. Before you go to a goofy guy,
I
want to
take this time.
Listen, before you go to your, you know, me too, and go to your time, thank you so much. But I want to let Tiana and Sister Bessie be brief because, you know, time is ticking on. But, you know, first of all, so Tiana speaks, how you feel about this show tonight and just your experience at WBNN thus far? And then Sister Bessie, and then in go to your time.
I feel absolutely amazing to be a part of this. Like, it doesn't matter whether I'm, you know, co-host or calling in. Every time I call in, I learn something. If not multiple things. And I think that's absolutely amazing. I think everybody on this network, you know, this is absolutely amazing. And I'm proud to be a part of it tonight. Like, I'm like, just overwhelmed with joy. And I feel right at home. It just feels right. It absolutely feels right.
Sister Bessie, and thank you, Tiana.
Tiana, you are a family. And I want to thank you, Brother O, for allowing me to participate in this blues show tonight. I love the music, especially that last one. You know, I remember that as a teenager, and I loved that song. And I just love the way he said, I'm a man. You know, and I just want to thank you for all that you do, and congratulations to your record tonight. And I will see everybody on the 14th.
All right. Awesome, awesome. Now let's try this again. I am Chinchilla Jonesia, Commissioner WBNN. I want to take this time to congratulate Brother O on his 42nd all-time connection win. Yes, yes, yes. Congratulations, Brother O, on your 42nd all-time connection record. And Sister Bessie, it was awesome hearing you tonight and Tiana tonight chiming in and elaborating on all of the wonderful blues singers that Brother O played tonight. And I am still just amazed at Buddy Guy, who is 86 years old and still touring. That is so very awesome, so very awesome. What a wonderful show tonight. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi underscore time. And Oladele Malewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and favorite father's favorite producer, Oladele Ngozi. I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And stay tuned for International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting lifetime achiever Jerry Petito and her show, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. You can also follow it on www.blogtalkradio.com. Stay tuned now back to International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, not a nominee, but a lifetime achiever, Honey B. Olasky.